that was Best Coast. Those couple of tracks, and so I only got one more for you. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week at 3. This has been The Lab. Take care.
I think we're live.
I believe so.
WRCT Pittsburgh. That's what you're listening to right now. And we're back with another episode of Radio Read Me.
Radio Read Me. I believe this is our third episode.
God forbid we've made it this far. I feel like I'm hearing a lot of static. I can't tell if that's a us thing or I've messed something up.
I don't believe I hear any on my side.
It could be that.
It might be the headphones. All right, that's good to hear. Anyway, just a quick disclaimer before we get started. We do need to remind you all that the views, thoughts, actions, daydreams, and opinions mentioned on this show are ours and ours alone, and we do not represent WRCT as a whole. While Radio Read Me might style itself like a real news show, though I say we've gotten a lot worse than the news part recently, we promise to tell you nothing but lies, half-truths, and pure fiction, and plenty of stories about what we've been doing in our free time. If you or any other listener think that at any point we've told the truth, I'd recommend you turn the station off and send me, personally, an angry smoke signal. I do receive those. It just might take me a few days. The views we provide are meant to be as silly and stupid as possible, and we wouldn't get up every morning if we couldn't provide that for you.
Thank you for that wonderful message, and it is true. If you hear us say anything that sounds even remotely true, please call us. Leave us a message. Give us a smoke signal. We need some way to know that we need to lie more.
I would be disappointed with myself if I started telling the truth.
I would be as well, because you've never done that.
Well, there was one time back in 1995.
1995.
I think it was October 1995.
Okay, truth-telling season.
Yes, it was truth-telling season. It was right before Halloween. I told someone that I thought their hair looked good, and that was the only truth I've ever told in my life.
How did they react?
Very poorly.
What happened?
Well, they threw something at me.
Oh, I see. And is this why you haven't told truth since then?
Yes, I was scarred ever since.
In a physical manner?
No. They threw their hair at me, and hair isn't known for scarring.
I see. Did you then have the nice hair?
I did have the nice hair. But
this explains a lot. You do have wonderful curls at the moment. I have to ask, is that your hair?
No, this is a wig.
Oh, but it wasn't the one that was thrown at you.
No, I got rid of that one in 98 in an auction.
I see. Well, I realize you haven't introduced yourself.
I haven't introduced myself. Hello, my name is... Well, my name... Oh, man, I've completely blanked on this
one.
Do
you not have a name?
I don't have a name. I think I need to check with my birth certificate.
Your parents didn't give you one?
Look, my parents were very busy when I was born, okay? They had, business meetings to get to.
I did hear a rumor that your parents weren't present when you were born.
No, my parents were present, but they only had about 5 minutes to spare. So I was born, and then they had to run to a meeting. So they might have forgotten.
I see. Do you want to bring your birth certificate next time so you can remember your name?
I'll have to bring my birth certificate next time, but...
Well, I am actually pulling mine out to remember my name. Okay. One second, just rustling in here. Well, I guess apparently it is James Price.
James Price?
Yes, James Price.
All right.
But, I like to think of myself as more like a James Priceless,
All right, well, Jim Priceless?
James.
Okay.
James Priceless.
I see. That's basically what I said.
James.
Yeah, Jim Priceless.
Okay, sure, yes.
All right, well, anyway, my name is, I'll just make one up for the time being. My name is Carlson, and I'm here with my co-host, Jim Priceless.
James Price.
And we're here to talk to you about, there's been quite a few goings on here on campus recently.
There have, but before we get onto those, How was your weekend, Carlson?
Well, my weekend was, I had a lot of fun. So you see, I went to the Mattress Factory, and for those of you who don't know what the Mattress Factory is, it's a place where you buy mattresses.
Really? I've heard contrary.
Well, that's the thing. I went to the wrong one.
Oh, so you went, what was in this Mattress Factory then?
It was a place where they had art and all these cool installations.
Why would that have art in a Mattress Factory?
Well, I'm not sure, because I tried sleeping on one of it, and it turned out I wasn't supposed to. It was very uncomfortable. But what I tried, I said, well, can I buy one of these things to sleep on at home?
Of course, mattresses are meant to be bought.
Right, and you know, sometimes you see, like if you see, maybe you're supposed to put something on top of it, some mattresses aren't very comfortable until you sort of break them in.
Of course.
So I kept trying to find something I could break in and sleep on, but they wouldn't let me. So instead, I sort of just don't sleep anymore.
That's very tragic, especially considering you had such a good time of sleep last weekend when you famously slept for, I believe it was 40-something hours.
I slept for 48 straight hours.
48 straight hours.
And then my mattress broke.
And then your mattress broke.
I had to buy a new one.
But you went to the wrong Mattress Factory.
It's very unfortunate.
Do you still not have a mattress?
No.
Where do you sleep?
Well, between you and me,
of course, not
I've been sleeping upside down.
Upside down?
Upside down, yes.
How do you do that?
Well, usually I take my head and I put it down. I put my feet up in the air.
Well, I'd ask if the blood rushes to your head, but I know there isn't much of that.
Blood?
Yes, I from my understanding.
Do you think I not have? I don't have blood?
Well, I just assumed you didn't.
Why?
Well, why would you? You haven't told me you did. I thought it was a bit rude to assume.
Do you not? Do most of the people you know not have a lot of blood?
Well, my mother always raised me to never make assumptions about people.
That is true. There is that thing they say about assumptions.
They're bad.
Yes, not to make them. That's a very important phrase.
Yeah, you should never make assumptions.
No, when I was growing up, back in kindergarten, they told me, well, Carlson, don't make assumptions because you will regret it.
And have you regretted it?
Not yet.
Good, because you should never make an assumption. And remember, unless someone tells you that they have blood, they might not.
Sometimes I find out more and more about you, Jim, and I get worried.
I'm glad. But anyways, hearing about your weekend just
yeah,
really made
yours.
Me want to talk about mine. I went to the beach this weekend.
You did?
I did.
That's
so
exciting.
I have a family tradition in my family. As you know, we don't have much of a beach in Pittsburgh.
We don't.
And so my tradition is we go out to the backyard, we get a bucket of sand,
mm-hmm.
and we go just to the shores of the Allegheny, put a little bucket of sand down, and we sit there and have a wonderful beach holiday. It's wonderful digging in our little patch of sand, you know, throwing a couple of grains around. Just fun for the whole family. It was snowing during it. However, I like to think that snow is really just off-colored sand.
Really? Off-colored sand?
Well, I mean, sand for me is usually the sort of beige color, whereas snow is white.
I see. Wouldn't it make more sense if sand was the off-color snow? I feel like normally when you say off-color, you mean less of the of what currently there is.
Well, I've never seen sand falling from the sky.
I've definitely thrown sand at you before.
That's true, but it went in my eyes and I couldn't really see much.
Okay. Well, that's a really important thing you have to remember, is if you see someone throwing sand at you, close your eyes.
Well, the problem is I didn't. My eyes simply had sand in them suddenly.
That's on you. That is unfortunately your fault.
For future reference, I'll make sure to always keep my eyes closed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you went to the beach, and I'm glad to hear you had a great time.
It was wonderful.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, not really. I think it was just a lot of fun, and I think if anybody listening right now would like to visit the beach, I'd always recommend two buckets of sand instead of one, just for a little bit of extra volume to your sandcastles.
I see. Well, what I'll tell you is... I'm really glad you told us that story, Jim Price, and I was hoping you had more to say, but it seems like you don't.
I don't. Well, why would you think I have more to say?
Because we have 50 minutes to fill out.
50 minutes?
Did you think this was a 50-minute show?
I thought this was a 10-minute show.
I have really bad news.
This isn't like one of those YouTube videos where like you click play and it's like 11 minutes of someone being kind of funny and then just done?
I feel that was a very oddly specific thing, and I feel...
Well, I was watching 11-minute YouTube videos of people being
just
kind of
11
funny
minutes.
Just
okay.
Before this, yes.
11 okay,
minutes
okay.
And 30 seconds, if we want to be accurate.
I see. Well, that 30 seconds is quite a bit. Well, we still have, unfortunately, 52 and a half minutes left to go.
Oh, Lord, God. Well, if you insist, I can elaborate on the beach holiday.
I think you should stop talking about the beach holiday.
You don't want me to talk about
well,
it?
Well, you see, I'm starting to feel an emotion for you I'm not used to, and that's pity.
I see. Well, would you have rather I brought three buckets of sand?
I think to be not pitiful, you need to have at least four. But I know four buckets of sand are...
That's a lot of buckets.
That is a lot of buckets.
I only have two buckets. I was honestly just considering taking cups at that point.
You can use two buckets twice. You can bring in two buckets, go home, grab two more buckets, bring them over.
But is that not still two buckets of sand?
But it's two times two.
But it's always still two buckets.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You take those two buckets and you get four buckets out of them.
Well, you take two buckets.
Yes.
And you remove what was in this bucket.
Yes.
So now you have zero buckets.
Yes.
And then you go back and you have two buckets.
But in the place, where did you remove them?
I'm not sure. You never told me where.
Well, you go to the banks of the Monongahela.
Well, we go to the Allegheny.
Fine, we go to the banks of the Monongahela.
I think Monongahela is terrible weather compared to the Allegheny.
Well, the Allegheny is just so much prettier.
It really is. It's just such a beautiful,
It's an amazing river.
It is.
Anyway, back to you. So you take your two buckets and you give them to the Allegheny. Now, the Allegheny has two buckets of sand.
I see, but I have none.
You go
and
get
that
two
makes
more
me sad.
You go get two more buckets.
I see.
You go back. You pour out the two buckets.
And I pour it to the Allegheny again.
Now you have four buckets of sand.
No. No, the Allegheny has four, and that now I have none. You've taken my sand.
This is a hypothetical.
You've taken my sand,
Carson. Fine, I'll give it back.
Thank you.
My God, Jim, you seem to have a lot of problems with people taking your sand.
James.
Well, that's what I said.
Close enough.
Exactly. Anyway, so should we move on to the news?
I think we should. Would you like to tell us about the recent news coming in from a place that you really don't know about, but really, really care about?
That's true. It's time for my favorite segment, News from Places You Don't Know About, But Really Ought To. So, right now, have you heard of this place called Czechoslovakia?
Czechoslovakia. It sounds chess-related?
It is not chess-related. In fact, I do not know if Czechoslovakia...
Do they play chess there?
I don't know if they play chess there. They might.
Have you asked them?
Well, I don't know much about chess.
Okay.
Or the Czechoslovakia.
So what's happening in Czechoslovakia at the moment?
Nothing. I just brought it up. It was a bit of a red herring.
What's the normal?
Red herrings are actually native to Norway.
I see. I doubt that's true.
Why would you doubt that's true?
Because you only tell lies. And if you've just been caught in a truth, well, there's going to be a lot of angry smoke signals coming up soon.
That would be incredibly unfortunate. Also, the static is actually pretty bad right now. Are you sure you're not hearing it?
I don't hear any static.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I think you might just be going crazy.
I might be going crazy, but one of the important things you have to recognize about me is that I've never done a radio show before.
Really? Never?
Even right now, I'm actually speaking into a cup that's connected to a wire that's connected to another cup.
It's deeply impressive, although I do think it still qualifies as radio.
I don't know if it qualifies as radio if the only people who can hear it are other people who are listening via cup.
That's true. How many people have cups connected to your cup?
Well, from what I can gather, I think at least five.
Well, hello to everyone who's currently listening on a cup. It's wonderful to meet you.
It is wonderful to meet you as well. Anyway, recently, in very important news, the sun has determined that it is a little bit too warm.
Really? How did it determine that?
Well, the sun took its own temperature.
I see.
And you know how we have a normal body temperature of 98.5 Fahrenheit?
Well, I don't speak Fahrenheit, but I assume that's true.
Well, we do. The sun had a temperature of around 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
10,000? That seems far too high.
Well, we assume the sun was feverish and the sun might have gotten sick, but it seems the sun is just fine.
That's good to hear, but it does sound feverish. I mean, I get anything above 100 Celsius. I'm very concerned for my health.
100 Celsius?
Well, I only speak the Queen's language.
That is a lot of Celsius.
It's many Celsiuses.
Do you get them on campus?
They're a bit expensive, to be honest. The thing is, they put them in refrigerators altogether, and so it intimidates me because I go near it, and I think that's far too many Celsiuses for me to be near. My parents always told me, if something is too high of a Celsius, you've got to be careful.
And are you careful around many Celsiuses?
I am. I make sure to only drink one a day at minimum.
Okay. At minimum?
At minimum.
I see.
Well, if you drink 37, it's usually... Oh, that's a sound. There is a static there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The cups have gotten their wires crossed.
It does seem so. Could you please tell those five people on cups to sort of move them around?
I'm trying.
Okay, because there seems to be some static in your lining of cups.
I'm not sure how that could happen, because I don't know much about cup radio.
I don't either. I just learned that it was a thing today, but you just called it radio. You are part of radio.
Well, I'm trying my best. It's very new and exciting.
It's very exciting.
What's your news from places we should care about?
Oh, well, I don't have too much news. I guess I can talk about back home.
Back home? Where's back home for you?
Well, it's my home. And so what's been happening back
home?
What's
it called?
Well, I just refer to it as back home.
Okay. But if you were to take someone there, what would be the instructions? The directions?
Come to my house? Come back home? Like,
but
what do you mean?
Say you're trying to tell someone. Let's say you are trying to tell me to come
I see.
Back home.
So I'd say, I'll tell you when you come near the street where I am, take a right.
Well, okay. But say you're trying to tell somebody... To tell someone else to come to your home. Would you tell them?
That's too complex. I don't have that many people in my house.
But, okay.
Well, anyways, news from back home.
All right, I see. They're from back home.
Yes, from back home.
I see.
It's very important.
I'm leaving now. I'm leaving.
Why do you seem to... Where are you going? Okay. You've just left... Oh. Well, anyways, I guess...
I have returned.
Oh, welcome back.
All right, tell me more about news from your home.
Well, back home, you won't believe what happened. Jonathan has just bought a new radio and is annoying... all of us with it.
Really?
All of us.
What is he doing?
Well, playing music on it.
What kind of music?
Loud music.
Loud music?
Loud music.
Are you saying that those young punks are causing trouble in the streets?
Rapscallion type
of
music.
Rapscallions?
Yes.
Well, that's concerning because you sound like you're from an 80s movie now.
Me, 80s? No, I was born in 2004.
Well, here's the issue, right? You sound like you're about to narrate to me the story of an 80s rom-com with John Travolta.
I could never narrate anything. I don't like the sound of my voice or hearing it.
I see. That does make it a little bit difficult to be an internet personality.
It does, but I wouldn't want to be on the internet either.
But aren't you Jim Priceless?
I am Jim Priceless.
You are famous. Jim, I see.
Oh, you got me there.
I did
James
get you
Priceless.
There.
Oh,
no, you're not.
God. I am James.
I'm James.
You're not. Wait, did you get your birth certificate?
I didn't. I am Carlson.
Okay, you're just lying.
No, you're James. I'm Carlson.
Well, I've been left very confused, but as I was saying about Jonathan back home, he's been playing his new boombox recently, and it is so loud, I just can't handle it. And I don't exactly understand why the ground shakes every time he turns it on, either. It might be unrelated, but it just feels like these tremors that have been happening recently keep getting worse.
The ground is shaking?
Yes.
That is concerning. Is it? You think it's boombox related?
Well, I mean, it must be, right? You know, the loud music leading to the ground shaking.
I feel like that's a very
that
common thing to happen in mostly in cartoons.
Well, I don't believe I'm in a cartoon, but I could be wrong.
Hold on. Can someone get an anvil? I would like to drop it on you.
I'd be slightly concerned if you did.
Well, if we're in a cartoon, you'll be fine.
But if I'm not?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
If you say so.
Exactly. That actually brings me to very exciting news about Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote? What's going on?
Wile E. Coyote is coming to campus.
Really? When?
I don't know.
As a guest speaker?
He's coming in 5, 4.
Oh, wow, soon.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, there he went.
And he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone, yep. Never mind. I think I saw a dust trail.
I think I see a coyote-shaped hole in that wall over there. But what I will point out is that he was on campus.
That was impressive. Do you think he's still on campus or by now?
No, I think he's probably gone by now.
That's fair. I wonder why he's in such a rush.
Well, from what I can gather, he's very, very late.
He is, really?
He's got a court date right now.
Oh.
Wile E. Coyote's being sued.
For what?
Well, I can't get into that. That's private information.
Oh,
but I'll tell you anyway.
Please tell me.
Wile E. Coyote is unfortunately responsible for breaking several traffic laws the state.
Is Wile E. Coyote classified as a car?
No. He was driving under the influence.
Oh. Well.
Of how fast he was.
That's absolutely awful.
He was being influenced.
By his speed.
By his speed and by other people.
By other people?
He was getting peer pressured while in the car, so he was under the influence.
I see. Well, my parents always told me that you should make sure that people around you never influence you.
Exactly. Look, if you're getting peer pressured and you're driving, you should pull over and you should stop. It doesn't matter what you're getting peer pressured for. I got peer pressured to...
Get new peers.
Get new peers.
Yeah.
My peers pressured me to come to Carnegie Mellon and start a radio show.
Really? And what did you say to them?
Well, I said yes. Look where it got me.
In a terrible, terrible position.
Terrible place.
I do wish you weren't in front of me.
I know, Jim. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let me actually turn to the left. There we go. It's wonderful now. I can't see you anymore.
Jim is now staring at the wall for anyone who
I am. Then there's a massive Wile E. Coyote-sized hole in it.
That is true. It is a bit drafty in here now.
It is a little bit, but that's okay. I think we needed some natural air anyways. We are in a basement, after all.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever get out this basement?
No, I don't think so.
Do we just have to accept that this place is now our home?
Well, we could try to rally against our basement overlords, but I don't think that's worth it.
Maybe we do a little bit of decoration, you know? Add two ferns.
Decorations. Two ferns?
Yes.
That's a much, much more successful comedy show than we are, so let's not try that.
Okay, maybe we add some succulents then.
Two cacti.
I've never heard of that one.
We could rebrand ourselves as Between Two Cacti.
We could.
I feel like that's
a good
idea.
Do we speak about thorny conversations?
That's a terrible pun.
Well, there's a reason they call me priceless, because everything I say is truly priceless.
Jim, I worry about you sometimes.
Why? Am I named James?
I just do.
Well, you should never worry about me, because in my head, everything is perfectly fine, and that's the only place where things matter.
Really? Tell me more about in your head.
In my head? Oh, mm-hmm. Do you want to know what goes on in there?
Well, I was hoping you'd do it via the medium of song.
I can't sing for anything, unfortunately. My voice is actually stuck
Someone
at
put
this
that down
pitch.
As 1 point against this being a cartoon.
Yeah, my voice is stuck at this pitch, unfortunately. It doesn't change.
You do have a bit of a monotone voice.
It does. And you hear the accent that I'm putting on right now?
I do. Can you speak in your normal voice very quickly?
Well, I try, but it doesn't let me.
I'm sorry. Can you keep talking?
It just keeps going back to this.
No. Go back to your normal voice.
It just doesn't let me. I'm sorry. I can only do it every once in a while.
Well, do it again.
Unfortunately, you're asking too much of me.
Okay.
You're asking me to move mountains and molehills, and I can't do either. My arms are
quite
weak.
I'm pretty sure the phrase is making mountains out of molehills.
So you're asking me to move them, and that's a lot to ask.
Which I've never really understood. How do you make a mountain out of a molehill?
Well, I guess if you keep adding molehills, do you eventually get a mountain?
But that means you have a lot of molehills. If you only have the one molehill, you can't make a mountain out of it.
That's true. Singular to singular. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's a bijection.
Huh. Well, I think we should consider keeping the molehills.
Well, that is true. There is a massive problem in Pittsburgh because of all the mountains nearby. There are no more molehills in the area.
That's tragic. So are there no more moles?
I don't know. I think the moles have moved to stable housing.
I've got to ask you a question, speaking of moles.
Of course.
Puxatawnyfil. He's not a mole, is he?
I don't think so. But I do, wait, hold on.
Because his actions...
I do think I heard him something about him working with the Russians recently.
Because
I don't think he's a mole.
I do not like what he's been saying recently.
Puxatawnyfil, that punk?
That punk.
That punk?
That punk.
He's a punk.
You heard what he said?
No, I didn't. I just don't like him.
More winter.
More winter.
And you know what I say? Less Puxatawnyfil.
I don't know why. He's obviously not welcome among polite society.
Clearly not. Did you hear he's wrong 70% of the time?
I know. That's pretty bad.
I'm probably wrong.
Look,
a little bit more than that, but that's okay because people still want me around. People don't want him around.
If you have a success rate that only looks good in Major League Baseball, then I don't think you should be doing anything.
And do you know he's immortal?
Is he?
He is. He's immortal.
They gave the immortality to all the wrong guys.
They gave the immortality potion to Puxatawnyfil in 1887.
Puxatawnyfil?
Well, I can't pronounce it with this accent, unfortunately. But they gave him an immortality potion in 87.
In 87? That's unfortunate.
That could have gone to me. You would have had to live with me forever.
Oh, dear Lord. No, I could have died.
That's true. Easy way.
Thank God. Anyway, so that punk has been saying more winter.
He said, I believe, like 6 weeks more winter.
See, that's what
And you know why? Just because he got scared of his own shadow.
That's what bothers me, right? Because Puxatawnyfil, he says 6 weeks more winter, but he doesn't have to deal with it.
That's the thing. He's like a groundhog. He's in the ground.
He's in a penthouse.
He's in a penthouse.
I saw that man in New York City. Sorry, that groundhog in New York City.
He's in a mansion?
He's in a mansion in New York City.
A mansion in New York City.
Yep.
That punk.
That punk.
That makes me furious.
Him and the Playboy Bunny, they're good friends.
Really?
Yeah.
They live in that same mansion?
They live in that same mansion.
The Playboy Mansion?
Yep.
I see. Okay.
And while he's doing all that and telling us we're going to have more winter, it's the rest of us that are slogging outside
in
the
snow. We have to go through the slight amounts of sludge and a little bit of snow.
I'm getting mildly inconvenienced every single day I step outside.
I got ice on my boots twice.
Exactly.
And salt even more times.
Maybe three. Why do you get salt on your boots?
Why do I get salt on my boots?
Are you flavoring them up?
Yeah.
Are you going to cook your boots?
Well, no. Maybe once I'm done using them.
Was I invited?
No. Why would I invite you to something?
I don't know. I didn't
invite you to the radio show. You just showed up on the first day.
That is not true.
It is. This was originally going to be a perfectly great solo show. I was going to talk about my opinions on movies and TV shows.
All right, go for it. I leave.
Okay. Well, I would like to first review a wonderful movie called You Don't Mess with the Zohan. And it's just the greatest movie. I specifically love the scene when...
Are you done yet?
No. Do you want me to be done?
No. Continue. Sorry, okay. What scene?
Well, anyways, I love the scene where he's at the beach and he's playing tug of war with a bull. I found that very relatable. Because one of our co-anchors just last week was part of a bull run as the bull. And so I just sort of kept drawing parallels. And I think a type of movie and story that makes you think back to real life situations that you've been through is always a good way of thinking about
things. You keep looking at me like I'm going to complete your sentences, but I thought you said you could handle the solo.
I thought you could complete sentences.
I can complete your sentences.
Fine, well, I will do this.
You're supposed to handle the solo.
Okay, fine. Well, anyways, I was saying,
I have a better show idea.
What show idea?
It's where I talk about movies.
What? Okay, try it. Let's see.
All right, I want to talk about one of my favorite movies, You Don't Mess with the Zohan. And one of the great things about that movie is it's kind of a movie.
Unoriginal.
Fine, I'll talk about a different movie. I want to talk about my favorite movie, My Fair Lady. I love My Fair Lady. I'm pretty sure Hugh Grant is in it, but I can't tell.
Who's Hugh Grant?
I'm sorry. This is my radio show now?
Sorry, my bad. I'll send a smoke signal or something afterwards.
Thank you. Anyway, Hugh Grant is in that show, and I love Hugh Grant because he's one of the three Hughes. It's Hugh Grant, Hugh Jackman, and Hugh Murr. That was an amazing joke. Don't you dare make fun of me for it.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
I know you're not. Thank God. Anyway, it's a great movie. It's very enjoyable. I've watched it at least four times. Three of them without blindfolds on.
Sorry. I know that I'm just an audience member, but I've got to ask, can you elaborate more on the blindfold?
I personally don't like watching movies. I think it ruins the experience.
Are you more of an audiophile?
I'm much more of an audiophile. So I do is I put in my Bluetooth headphones.
Have you ever tried listening to music?
I have never listened to music before.
I see.
Of course I've listened to music.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, you remember what my mother always tells me to do?
No.
Never make assumptions. Because they're bad.
This is the third time you brought up your mother in the show.
Well, she taught me a lot of valuable lessons.
Well, I'm glad she did. But once again, I'm reviewing My Fair Lady.
Apologies,
here.
Carry on.
Okay, so back to My Fair Lady's review. It's a great movie. It starts out with this lady, and from what I can understand, she's very fair. And usually that's where I lose track, because I'm staring into Hugh Grant's dreamy eyes.
And then? Come on, you
I'm
said you could do
it.
The solo.
I'm working on it. Okay. You know what? Let's make
it. Making fun of me for doing it solo, and you can't even do it.
My review is significantly better than yours. They actually know what the movie was about.
What was it about?
A Fair Lady.
I just thought it was about Hugh Grant's eyes.
Hugh Grant's eyes are my favorite part about the movie, but it is about a lady.
Well, unfortunately, I can't describe what the Zohan is about on air.
Hey. Can't say that.
But anyways, it's a wonderful show, and I highly recommend it to anybody who would like to watch a show like that. But anyways, would you like to carry on doing both of us instead of just us reviewing our films? Because I wanted to talk about the weather outside.
Fine, let's talk about the weather outside.
Thank you so much. Well, anyways, on to our news.
Is it frightful?
It might be delightful.
No, though, is the fire inside? You continue. You can't even do the song, right?
No, I can't. I've never heard a song in my life. But what I was about to say is that I want to go to our new segment that is old about the weather outside.
The weather out. It's the weather report. We'd like to report that it is. What isn't happening right now?
I am pretty sure that it is not sunny.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. If you are planning on going outside, do not pack your beachwear because it will
please
not be sunny.
Not. And also, if you are planning on going outside, please make sure you get 4 buckets instead of 2. I've made silly mistakes.
I don't know why you're still talking about the buckets. There's really a...
Because it didn't make sense to me. We need 4 buckets. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have a problem with the buckets?
Pain. Sharp pain in my temples.
Is it me?
Hearing you talk, Jim.
I'm glad I have such an effect on you, and it's James. James Price. But you can call me Priceless.
Jimmy, I need you
it's
to stop.
It's not that you've gone even further from my name. It's James.
Look, Jack, I understand.
Okay, I see how this is.
I understand.
Do you have, like, a problem with people's names? Do you have a problem with me?
I do.
Is this why you're doing this? Do you find
much.
This amusing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. Anyways. I think the weather outside is quite frightful and delightful. But what I wanted to talk about, as well as the weather, is some recent tips that I got from a tabloid magazine I was reading.
I see.
Yes, and it was talking all about the idea of love. As you know, it was recently Valentine's Day.
Was it? I didn't know that.
This makes a lot of sense. I'm sure you didn't celebrate. But during Valentine's Day...
I'll have you know that I celebrate every Valentine's Day.
With who?
I don't want to answer that.
Well, if you say so, I'll choose to believe
you. Who did you celebrate Valentine's Day with?
Who did I... Oh, well, you're going to go nuts when you hear who I celebrated
it with. All right, Jim,
continue. I was with, drumroll right here, our Grand Supreme Leader, Farnam Jahanian.
Our Grand Supreme Leader, Farnam Jahanian. You know, it's incredible what he's done in such a short time.
It really is.
Carnegie Mellon's cleaned itself at sacked up.
The silencing of the weird sounds happening from Baker.
I'm very impressed.
Honestly, I was a little bit sad and thought I was going to miss them, but the fact that I don't hear any screeching whenever I go down the halls has been a massive relief because I always never know if it's coming from the left, the right, above, or inside of me.
There is a lot of screeching in Baker that has disappeared. He's also been making huge strides towards winning our slow but eventual takeover of Pitt Campus.
That's true. I mean, the front lines keep advancing, and I could not be happier.
Recent negotiations make me believe that we might actually be in control of the Cathedral of Learning.
Really? Kathy?
Kathy might be Carnegie Mellon territory.
That's amazing to hear. What would we repurpose it for?
I don't know. But my reports from the front lines say that within the next 2 weeks... we will take over Cathedral of Learning.
I'm overjoyed to hear that
yes.
one.
Much in the words of a great military leader, they will greet us as liberators.
Well, I don't know if that was Farhan Jahanian. From what I remember, he just said that he was very excited.
He was very excited.
But yeah, I spent Valentine's Day with him, and unlike you, I do have stories about it. Because you refused to tell me who you spent Valentine's Day with. I'd love to hear about it.
I'm
at
not
some
answering
point.
That question.
Why not?
I don't want to.
Oh, fine. But anyways, Farhan and I, we went on a lovely date. We did. It was wonderful.
Okay.
You know Shenley Park?
I do not know about Shenley Park.
Well, Shenley Park is this park located directly next to us.
Oh,
originally,
Shenley
it didn't
park.
Belong to us, but it was part of the whole annexing process that we did.
I see.
And there's this wonderful area called Flagstaff Hill. I don't know what the Flagstaff part of it means, but it is a hill.
Okay. Is there a flag on it?
I haven't seen any.
Is there a staff on it?
Like people who work there? Or like a wooden staff?
Either one.
I haven't seen either.
Okay.
There's very rarely anything there besides some people having picnics.
How do you know they're not working there?
Maybe I should ask them next time.
Maybe their job is picnicking.
That sounds like a lovely job. I could quit this one and finally go picnicking.
Oh,
as
God, I wish you'd quit.
I'm sure you do, but unfortunately my mouth keeps moving and words coming out.
Continue your Farnam Janian story.
Thank you, because it was a wonderful time.
Our Grand Supreme Leader,
of course, Hill Farnam. So, as you know, it was a wonderful time, and... Okay. It was a wonderful time, and we went on a picnic, actually. So it kind of was my job for a day, if you think about it. And
I see.
During the time when we were on this day, you know, we brought a charcuterie board, some cheese, some berries. It was absolutely wonderful. Watched the sunset together. Mm-hmm. You know, classic Valentine's Day activities. Although I did find out I'm allergic to roses.
You're allergic to roses?
I did. I found out the hard way. I ate 3 dozen roses, and I was very sick afterwards.
3 dozen?
3 dozen. 36 roses.
Well, when did you start feeling that you were getting sick?
About 14 in, but, you know, I had been bought 3 dozen. I was going to eat 3 dozen.
Well, I mean, maybe that's not a rose allergy. Maybe you just overate.
Maybe. I mean, they were quite thorny, which wasn't helping.
Did you take some Tums afterwards?
Some Tums? I took an Advil, but it didn't really help.
Well, that's your problem. You can't take Advil to help with indigestion.
Well, oh, so it was indigestion. I see.
I think it was indigestion, because I've definitely eaten more than 14 roses and been fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, I ate 36 of them, but after 14, it felt bad.
Well, yeah, I think that was an overeating problem.
I see. Maybe I'll calm down on the rose consumption.
I think you should take them. Also, roses are a treat. You're supposed to enjoy them over a few
days.
Well,
it's Valentine's, you know, I felt it might be a good
day. Yeah, but Valentine's Day roses are perfectly fine the next day.
Are they? Don't they
wilt? Well, it's just like the Valentine's Day candy. It's all good the next day as well.
Okay, well, that's amazingly true. But also, have you heard of the art of buying Valentine's Day candy the next day?
I just mentioned that.
Well, how would you feel about going to do that right now?
It is no longer the day after Valentine's Day.
It isn't?
It isn't.
Well, do you want to go buy some candy?
Let's go buy some candy.
Let's go buy some candy. I think that's a wonderful idea. And in the meantime, let's put on a little bit of music for our listeners.
Let's do that.
Se mueve.
and welcome back.
Yep, we're at WRCT Pittsburgh. Do you want to read our disclaimer off real quick?
Our disclaimer? Well, we've already done our disclaimer, but do you want me to read it a second time?
That is what I asked, yes.
Okay, well, if you say so. Unfortunately, we do need to remind you that the views, thoughts, actions, daydreams, and opinions mentioned on the show are ours and ours alone and do not represent WRCT as a whole. While Radio README might style itself like a real news show, we promise to tell you nothing but lies, half-truths, and pure fiction. If you or any other listener think that at any point we've told you the truth, I'd recommend you turn the station off and send me personally an angry letter by mail. The views we provide are meant to be as silly and stupid as possible, and we wouldn't get up every morning if we couldn't provide that for you.
That's good to hear. Well, and I hope you enjoyed our break. We're back with some of the news of the day in the last week. Our first story comes from our own campus.
Ooh.
It was apparently short story week at the Tartan.
Short story week?
Short story week is a very honored tradition. It happens once every year. And the Tartan brings in three of their journalists to write a short story. The person with the shortest story gets to win. And the people with the longer stories are eaten by the copy editors.
I see. So it's very much a fight for their lives.
It's not really a fight. It's more of a story competition.
I see. And do you think that it can be hard to prioritize the stories when they are a threat of being eaten?
Well, it's the real priority is writing something that's very short, and I feel like that's very easy to do. In fact, one of the shortest stories I've ever read was just one word.
What was it?
Well, it had a subject and a verb. It was I apostrophe M.
I apostrophe M.
Which is short for I am.
Is that a full sentence?
That is, in fact, a full sentence.
Wow. Did you feel moved by it?
Well, I was very moved by it, but I was more moved by the fact that it was my favorite journalist, and he did get to survive.
He did get to survive?
He did get to survive.
He was the lucky one.
Yes. So Short Story Week is, in fact, all about the Tartans' month of stories that they're running through this week. So this week, last week was Short Story Week. That's the one we're sort of closing up on. This week is actually going to be Long Story Week, where the goal is to write as much as possible.
I see. And sort of how long does it take to read these long stories?
Well, usually it takes a few weeks. So the winners are usually announced a week before the next Long Story Week.
A week before the next Long Story Week. I see. And how often does it happen?
Well, once a year.
Oh, wow. It takes a while.
Well, yeah. It's a long story.
I see. And I understand you don't want to tell me the long story, but rather the short story.
Well, the short story week was more interesting. The other thing is that apparently, given that the Tartan is now looking for more food and more supplies, they're planning on surviving as far as possible there without Carnegie Mellon's assistance.
I see. So are they in need of donations?
I believe they are in need of donations, but I'd rather lock them in than help them out.
That makes a lot of sense, and
yes.
I'm proud of you for admitting something like that.
It's not really much of an admittance. I think the Tartan is doing a lot of very good right now, but this is sort of their process for, well, getting rid of members that they don't think are up to snuff.
I see. It's like a weeding out process?
It is a weeding out process. It's sort of like one of your harder classes, but more focused on newspaper journalism.
I see. That sounds actually very fascinating. And I did hear that they also teach a class.
They do teach a class. The class is in on how to do journalism. It's mostly just threats and intimidation tactics.
Well, that's the only way to do journalism properly.
From what I can gather, yes. They basically teach you how to walk up to someone and then convince them to say whatever it is you want for your quotes.
I see. So it's like coercion, but in a fun way.
Well, it's a journalistic coercion.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's journalistic.
We recommend all of our listeners go out and grab a copy of The Tartan because it is one of the best sources on campus for things that have happened.
Have they?
All
of these things. Just some of them.
Some of them.
Well, did you hear one thing that did happen that The Tartan didn't catch?
What happened?
The Gates divorce.
Are we talking about Bill and Melinda?
We're talking about Bill and Melinda.
Or are we talking about the buildings?
Well, I mean, the effect on their buildings is the most important thing about the divorce.
That is true. The Gates-Hillman cluster.
The Gates-Hillman Center.
Who did the Gates-Hillman Center pick in the divorce? Who won?
Unfortunately, or fortunately, for whoever you're siding with, it picked Melinda.
So you're telling me Melinda got not the kids, but the Gates-Hillman Center?
Yes, however, it is still being called and referred to as the GHC, even though it is now the Melinda Gates Center.
Was it originally called the BNM GHC?
No, originally it was still the GHC. However, now people refer to it as GHC, and it's thought to be short for Glasgow Haskell Compiler.
Glasgow Haskell Compiler.
Yes.
That's incredibly exciting. Well, this case has been in the news for a while. From what I can gather, any building that they have named, I think there's one Gates Center here and one Gates Center out in Stanford, were being sort of discussed which side they were going.
Yes, I heard so, because of the 50-50 split, of course.
Well, obviously, they're going on different sides. That one's called the Gates Center, and this one's called the Gates Center.
Yes. Of course, Gates being from Melinda Gates and Gates being from Bowie. Yes.
I feel like that was very obvious.
I just wanted to clarify for anybody who was confused.
I assume our listeners are very intelligent.
I assume so as well. There's a very large difference between the Gates Center and the Gates Center.
Exactly. It's just in the intonation.
It is, yep. Gates Center.
Yeah.
Very obvious. Yeah, but in other news, I would like to move our attention towards the Science Corner.
Tell me more.
Our bi-weekly segment about, guess what? Science.
All right.
In this issue, scientists have just found a new type of snail. You heard me right. A new type of snail. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because obviously, you know, we're all fans of snails usually. But I personally think it's interesting because this snail is only found in Pittsburgh. And specifically, only found...
A new species of
a
snail?
A new species, yes. Only found
exclusive
in Pittsburgh.
And, to Pittsburgh.
Yes, and only found in the Pittsburgh staircases.
Exclusive to the staircases?
Exclusive to the staircases. And it took so long to find them because there are so many staircases, and frankly, nobody wants to go up and down them anymore.
That is something I've noticed. Have you heard of the Ween 4-5?
Ween 4... You'd have to brush my memory.
What's the little thing the kids are calling what happen, when you go up the Ween elevator from floor 4 to floor 5?
That's an absolutely terrible thing to do.
Well, it's something that the kids are doing it, but, you know...
It's sort of the new wave.
It is sort of the new wave. It's like punk or... That's the only musical genre I know.
Like fidget spinners.
No. Not at all.
Very different.
One of those is a fidget spinner. The other one is a staircase.
You're close enough. Do you not believe that?
I don't think so, but I feel like I can see where you're going from.
So you're saying it's the 4-5?
The Ween 4-5. It's very popular.
And what about the 5-4?
The Ween 5-4 is significantly less popular.
Really? Because for me, I've always had thought about the idea that going down is much easier than going up. So it must be even easier to do that in an elevator.
From what I can gather, it seems that people go up Ween, but they don't go down Ween.
They just keep going down? Keep going up?
They might. I actually don't know. So I met a friend. I met him initially on Ween 2. The next time I met him on was Ween 4. And he was telling me he was trying to get back down.
I see.
And the next time I saw him was Ween 6. Well, I haven't seen him since.
Well, I hope he hasn't gone past Ween 8.
Well, there is a Ween 8. There's a Ween 9. And those are both safe. But there are rumors about Ween 10.
Ween 10? What's there?
Well, I can't tell you that.
I see. It's just rumors. Unsubstantiated,
And we would never spread unsubstantiated rumors. But we're pretty sure it's a dragon.
Yeah. Well, we could never say these things because obviously they're not scientifically proven, which is why I want to move on to our very scientifically proven section about horoscopes.
Horoscopes. I'm a Sagittarius. Tell me about it.
You're a Sagittarius. Oh, do you want to hear about what it means to be a Sagittarius?
I would love to.
Well, it means you're a terrible person and you should get off the radio show.
Okay, well, that was rude and I was kind
of... Not for the rest of the Sagittarius. It's just this one.
Oh, okay. Well, I was kind of hoping you'd have a little bit more of a story to tell. Well, it's Valentine's Day.
Not Valentine's Day anymore. It's quite far off. But if you actually want the real answer...
I would love to.
According to our current horoscopes, Sagittarii are currently forecasted to have the best day of their lives in 3 days. This is true. The problem with that being that the next day could be a bad one.
So are you telling me I'll know that the best day of my life is in 3 days and everything after that is downhill?
Are you a Sagittarius?
Yes.
Well, then yes.
So the 4 days from now, I'll know that that's it. That was the peak.
Yes, you will have to live with the knowledge that in 3 days, you will have had the best day of your life. Nothing will ever be that good.
Well,
but moving on to Capricorns, my favorite type of horoscope, with no bias, of course. The current prediction for Capricorns is that they will get a B on their next midterm. However, if they appeal well enough, they could bump that up to an A.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
Do you have any more of these horoscopes?
Of course I do.
Well, let's talk about Pisces.
Pisces, the fish one.
Yes, that is the fish one.
Yes. What do you think about fish?
I
don't have one for Pisces.
Well, I keep kosher.
You keep kosher?
Yes.
Okay. But you can eat sometimes fish.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on the very few select fishes you can eat?
I really like gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish is delicious.
Let's get back to the news.
But is this related to
no.
Pisces? Okay, so Pisces has nothing to do with... Okay, well, I'll tell you about Libra. Anyways, the current horoscope about Libras is that they don't have any horoscope this week. Unfortunately, it seems as if our intern who is responsible for making them just didn't write them down. I'm looking through the notes and I see nothing here.
It could just be that there are no Libras this week.
There are no Libras this week.
Just this week.
Well, it seems as if Libra is canceled this week.
All right. I feel like it's very important to remember that if you are a Libra and you are not here this week, you will be back in a few days.
Yeah. So just remember that next time we do horoscopes, Libras
we
are back. Unfortunately, at the moment, don't worry if you are not
I
here.
I think that means that the next week we're losing Capricorn. No, we're not losing Capricorn.
We can't lose Capricorn. No, I'm definitely not a Capricorn, but we can never lose Capricorn.
Well, what are we losing next week? If we're getting Libras back, we have to lose something.
Well, we'd have to ask
Tauri.
Tauri?
Yeah. Those little donuts.
Tauri? Donuts? What are you on about?
Sorry, Tauruses.
Tauruses. Well, okay, sorry, I see the confusion now. Tauri, yes. The donuts, Taurus is the plural of Taurus, yes. Of course. There is also news about Taurus, if you would like to hear it.
I would love to hear the Taurus news.
It seems as if the new news for Taurus is that if you do resemble your star sign and are in fact a bull, you are currently wanted in Pittsburgh for a bull run. They seem to not have many of them.
What is a bull? What is this happening with the bull run?
I'm unsure, but it does seem as if they do need more bulls. I've heard rumors that there was a man last week running around in a bull costume, and I think that's slightly pathetic.
Well, I think that I support what that man was doing.
You do?
Look, it's very important that we remember that putting on a big event in Pittsburgh is very difficult, and the bull run
is very difficult.
A very important part of the city's culture.
It is. We've been doing bull runs for hundreds of years here.
They have since 1941.
Yeah, what's that? 300 years? Yeah.
Hold on.
400?
One
more.
Two.
It's about as long as the U.S. has been around, so I'd say about 600 years.
18. 31.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carlson.
Yeah, no worries, Jim.
So it's been 31 years of bull runs. And 31 years straight, we haven't had a bull. So if you know...
This year might be the year.
So if you or any other bulls that you know are interested in not dressing up in a bull costume, but rather simply running, please contact us.
Is that it for astrology?
That is it for astrology, although I like to think of it more like astronomy. Carry on.
I understand where you're coming from. Well, we're on to our next piece of news. There is a steroid investigation opened up into Carnegie Mellon buggy.
Really? Are the buggies taking steroids?
No.
The drivers?
No.
Well, who else?
It seems that there's not enough steroids.
Oh, I see. It's just like they've run out.
The Buggy Alumni Association was complaining that for a professional sport, there is rampantly not enough cheating in buggy.
I see. So they need to add additional narcotics?
I'm not entirely sure what they're asking for. My argument is that if you want to have people to fit inside buggies, you want to take away their steroids. Right?
I see. Well, I think personally that this investigation, as is still ongoing, should probably not be discussed at the moment. But I do think it is very interesting, and I appreciate your comment on it. But anyways, what I want to talk about just a little bit, now that we're speaking about buggy, is the idea of buggy. I think it's so fascinating, have a person in a small torpedo traveling down a hill with no way to stop.
Well, buggy is a big part of what made Carnegie Mellon so famous.
It's true, but should we not worry about the people in the buggy?
No, of course not. I mean, Neil Armstrong rode in a buggy.
Really?
Buzz Aldrin, believe it or not.
Buzz Aldrin?
Also rode
in a buggy. The one who went to space?
Both, yep.
Wow.
Where do you think they got the experience of being inside tubes?
I see. Do they get zero G inside of a buggy?
No. It was just a claustrophobia experience.
Oh, I see. I feel like claustrophobia is probably very common in buggies.
It probably is, and I think that's why Neil and Buzz were chosen for their excessive buggy experience.
Yeah, once you've been in a buggy, which is essentially a modified torpedo with no way of looking out besides a small window, I assume you can do most things.
As the more you describe it, the more horrified I get, but it's very important. If you're out there and you're watching a buggy race this weekend, first off, tell me where it is, because I don't think buggies are racing until the weather gets better. More importantly, keep an eye out for any suspicious characters trying to sell any kind of performance-enhancing drugs to buggies. I would be very scared if that were the case.
Definitely. And please make sure that if that is the case, report it to your nearest buggy. It is important, and they do care.
What else do we have in the news headlines?
What else do we have in the news headlines at the moment? Well, I do believe there is something down here.
Well, why don't you read about this one?
Oh, God, I have to read? This is tough for me right now. Yes, well, recently, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the CMU History Department has been replacing all of its textbooks.
Every single textbook.
They've been changing them. And the reason why is apparently because Andrew Carnegie, who is, of course, in all our textbooks, has recently requested that we edit him to look slightly younger in his textbooks.
I feel like that's a fair request. Andrew Carnegie, he's no spring chicken anymore. But
he's not, but I do think he still has, his age has defined him like a wine.
I don't think that's such a good idea. I think it's important that we get Andrew Carnegie to look the way he wants.
I agree. You know what? I think we should listen to his request, and that is the reason why we are also including a free Botox injection with all new CMU History Department textbooks.
I think all five history students will find that very exciting.
I'm sure they'll be very excited, and I do hope that they're listening right now, although it does seem that the cups currently attached to this cup could be full.
That is true. This just in, it seems like Carnegie Mellon has decided to build yet another building that is not meant for humanities students.
Another building?
It is explicitly actually labeled the Carnegie Mellon School for people who are not in the humanities.
Well, thank God they don't deserve a place on campus. It's absolutely wonderful to hear. Is this for sciences? For STEM?
No, I think it's just for not the humanities.
For not the humanities.
I don't think they care who else is in there.
So anyone can enter,
except
not humanities.
For humanities students, yes.
That's wonderful to hear and a delight, because every time I go into a space, I enter and I think, is there a humanities major near me? It always scares me. It's always a thought that comes across my head, and it's frankly what keeps me from going outside.
Well, I think that's a very important thing we have to think about, is that they're just... Obviously, Carnegie Mellon is no longer called Carnegie Tech, and it is a little bit sad that we've sort of lost that part of our culture, but the thing that can bring us all together is, thank God we're not humanities students.
Thank God. Every day I wake up and I think, wow, isn't it so amazing that I get to go to places?
Yes.
Truly. I think I've heard a rumor recently about humanities students, actually, at Carnegie Mellon. Well, I've heard recently that they're trying to unionize. I did hear the problem is that there's only 20 of them and they can't actually form a proper union.
No, there are more humanities students.
There are more humanities?
There are significantly
more. Maybe I've just been avoiding
the entire Tartan newspaper.
The entire Tartan newspaper? How many people is that? Like three?
No, that's 15 to 20.
15 to 20 people in a newspaper?
I work for the Tartan.
Well, I write the readme all on my own. I don't see why you would need 15 to 20 people.
Is that why it's not that funny?
That's also why my handwriting looks so terrible on it.
I can tell. Yeah. Well, as a writer for the Tartan, we do put in a lot of effort into presenting news in a fair and balanced way, but as a humanities major myself, I feel awful.
You're a humanities major?
I used to be.
Oh, thank God. I thought you said you were.
I went to rehab in sophomore year, and now I'm not doing
well.
Better.
I'm very proud of you, and I'm sure your family is.
Rehab
as well.
for context, for humanities majors.
Yes. The only type of rehab that I support. I personally think that it is very important when it comes to discussion of humanities majors that we really have a little bit of empathy. You know, sometimes we just don't get to choose what we're interested in. Personally, I did because I'm better at that.
I feel like they were just born that way.
I think they were just born that way, and that's okay. Yes, they should change, but it's okay that they are the way they are.
Well, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with us ragging on humanities majors for the last few minutes.
Definitely not. I mean, it's not as if any humanities major could be listening at the moment.
I will say, I'm very excited that the tours are back on schedule. They've migrated back from the south.
Finally, I heard a rumor from a friend of mine who's a tour guide that they've had to go as far south as Chile during their tours.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because as it gets warmer, and I know it's not getting warmer right now based on our weather report that it's not sunny, but as it gets warmer, the tours will slowly migrate back up to the north.
I see. It's a fascinating field to study, the migratory habits of current people giving tour guides.
It was actually very odd when I went on a Carnegie Mellon tour and it was in Tijuana.
Wow. Well, was campus there at the time?
No, not at all.
Wow. So campus hadn't even caught up yet.
No, campus always lags behind the migratory patterns. There's a lot more warmth here, so it's less of a importance to get down south.
I see.
But the tour guides, they're always the first sign.
They're always the first sign of spring to come.
Yep.
Truly, which is why I have just been seeing some outside. Does that mean that we might be able to report that very soon there could be sun?
Well, I think that'd be very exciting, but I don't know. Yes. See, right now it's a battle between the tour guides and Pakistani Phil. And my money's on Phil.
My money would never be on Phil. I cannot respect that groundhog.
I can't respect him either, but you have to admit he does good work.
Does he?
When he's fighting?
Oh, he is a fighter and a half.
He absolutely is.
Oh my God, that match that he had the other day? Wow, it was impressive.
I did not know Pakistani Phil was a boxer of that caliber.
He is. I have never seen someone become knocked out that quickly. Pakistani Phil really is skilled. However, I don't think he's a weatherman, and I don't think his role should be as such.
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm glad you understand.
What else do we have in the news to talk about?
What else do we have in the news? Well, what I was about to say on the comment of tour guides is that I've heard there's recently a new tour, or specifically a new tour stop, that's been added to the most recent Carnegie Mellon University tours, and that is the crypt. That's right. We've just finished excavating the first minor crypt underneath Gates.
Oh, good Lord. This is very exciting. For those who are regular listeners, there was a major crypt excavation that started, I think, a month and a half ago.
I believe it was a month and a half ago to 2 months ago.
Yes. The site has been declared, what was it declared? Not safe for...
A safety hazard.
Safety hazard. But the entire place has been excavated.
But
we're
so has Donner, so it's okay.
I am aware, yes. They're not entirely sure what they're going to find in this crypt, but apparently, is it now open for touring?
Well, I've heard that people have been touring through it. I don't know if it maybe is some form of unauthorized tours, but I've seen people in CMU merch go towards the crypt. I haven't seen them come back, but I have seen them go there.
Well, that's incredibly, incredibly, incredibly exciting. I'm a bit of a crypt nerd.
I see.
I spent a lot of my time thinking about crypts. And when I found out that there was a greater crypt under Carnegie Mellon,
there's
I was very excited.
And I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but it seems as if this recent discovery and unveiling of this minor crypt underneath Gates may have led to the ability to find more crypts.
I would be I would be very excited to see where that leads.
I've heard so. In fact, they're currently doing excavation at the moment just off of Craig Street, right below where the train passes by. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that they plan on finding at least two crypts there.
Well, I would be very interested to see what they find in those crypts.
Well, I'm very excited
to
see as well.
In other news, the Carnegie Mellon Police Department has been informed that they can no longer put their tanks in the dismount zone.
Wait, they can't do that anymore?
Well, it is the dismount zone, so they do have to get off the tank and then push it.
Well, I was walking around yesterday, and one of the biggest inconveniences for me was that as I was passing, I had to go around a massive Sherman tank. And I think that was very... They're quite large, you know?
They are, and I understand the inconvenience of having to go around, but it is important that we stand by the sanctity of the dismount zones.
I agree, and I respect the fact that they took the time to get out of their tank and disarm it, but it was a bit of a pain when I was walking, and
they
I just...
pushing. It would have taken them a second.
I guess
would you rather
fair.
Would you rather have those tanks skating along with the electric bikes, bicycles?
I wouldn't. It's bicycles. Inconvenient.
It is, and the scooters and the cycles already take up so much of the space. I feel like... This isn't really that much of a problem.
I guess it isn't. And when you say it like that, maybe I should appreciate it more. I think the dismount zone, even though I have my qualms, and obviously the monster that's been eating people is still there.
That monster's gone vegetarian.
It's gone vegetarian?
It's gone vegetarian.
So it's only eating the bikes now?
It's only eating consenting adults.
That's very good to hear.
I think a big part of vegetarian is you're not supposed to eat something unless it's okay with it.
I've heard that rumor, yes.
Yes.
From my understanding, from my
that monster
friends.
Is no longer eating non-consenting adults.
That's good to hear. And have all the people who have been eaten by the monsters, have they been returned yet? Of course, some of them to the past.
Most of them have been returned to the past. It seems like three of them actually intentionally got eaten so they could go back in time and study for a midterm.
I see. Is that an AIV?
It is. They've both been expelled.
I'm glad to hear that. You know what my saying is. Never commit AIVs.
You and me both.
You and me both.
Yep. Academic integrity violations are... We just want to take a moment of silence for academic integrity violations.
Yeah.
They're a serious problem that affects so many of our
fellow students.
They truly
are, and they are an absolute plague.
I regret to tell you that even I once knew someone who had an academic integrity violation.
You became close to someone who would do such a terrible thing?
So let's have a moment of silence for them.
I'll have a moment of silence.
All right, that's not enough.
I got very bored there.
Yeah.
That moment of silence just killed
the
mood.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm having too good of a time to have any more moments of silence.
You're having a good time. That's wonderful to hear.
What else have we got to talk about recently?
Well, it seems as if for the news, that might be it. I did hear an upcoming rumor that there could possibly be more news next week. But in terms of new ideas, new news, as well as anything interesting, I've heard that currently they've stopped production.
Off the news in general?
They've stopped production until next week.
That's very exciting.
What is interesting is that although they have stopped production of interesting news, it does seem as if this radio station will still continue.
Well, we're not known for being interesting. We're known for being a stream of consciousness pretending to be a satire show.
That's true. Oftentimes I refer to myself as three people in a trench coat. Mostly because there are.
I call you a talentless hack, Jim.
It's James. James Priceless.
Whatever you say.
James. You've got this. I believe in you.
Well, that's the issue, Jim, is I don't.
You don't believe in yourself?
I really try not to.
That seems like something you've got
to address. If that's the case, then we may not have any more news to talk about. We might have to just start making things up.
But we could never lie on this show.
We would never lie on this show.
We would never lie. So, telling you something that could never be a lie and is most definitely true, I've heard a rumor that there's about to be a song played.
I've heard that same rumor, and I think with that, our show's over.
It sounds like it. Goodbye, and have a wonderful week.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3. This is Something Blue, where we listen to something old, something new, and something borrowed every week. This week is a Valentine's Day. I was feeling a little inspired. We're going to listen to something lovely. We're going to listen to some love songs. And we're going to start off something old with It's Been a Long, Long Time by Kitty Callan and Harry James Orchestra. It's Been a Long, Long Time by the Harry James Orchestra. We're going to keep it going with something old and listen to Call Me Irresponsible by Bobby Darin. This is also kind of a something borrowed because it's one of my friend's favorites, so we're going to play it for her.
Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me